So Mark and I are sitting at a table underneath, well, almost underneath the Nepali temple at the Milan Expo 2015, eating momos, steamed momos.
Well, you are. I'm finished my momos. I'm drinking
you
beer.
Greedy. You don't get quite as many for your money as you do in Nepal, admittedly.
No, but...
And they didn't do Kathmandu beer.
No, they didn't.
But, all the same, full marks for the actual pavilion thing.
And the moment went bad.
Yeah. And they're nice. They've got a nice amount of spice to them, actually. I think technically momos are actually meant to be a Tibetan thing.
Right.
But they've just been sort of adopted.
Yeah. Like chicken tikka masala.
Yeah. So for the recording, what's your thoughts so far?
Yeah. So far so good. You know, nice to get the guided tour around the chat thingy.
Yeah, that was quite nice. Chap came out and said, we've got these bits that you can feel. Do you want to come through? And that was nice.
That was good. I mean, there wasn't that much there, but, you know...
We got to compare hands with...
Like Guy Hamill.
And...
And Ivan Lendl and Ringo Starr.
Yep.
And I know... Morricone, isn't it?
Oh, that was it, yeah.
It's the spaghetti western guy.
Yeah. I don't know what he had to do with the Czech Republic.
No, but, you know, pandering to your Italian audience, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's presumably Czech glass.
Yeah. I don't know what Ringo Starr had to do with Czech Republic either.
No. But never mind.
But yeah. And apparently I'm back on Havel's hand double, so that's nice.
That's pretty good. President,
I mean,
Mark.
Every president needs a hand double, right? Why wouldn't you want one of those?
I will forfeit my hand for the good of the president.
Yeah. You know, your hand gets tired after the signing of the international.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, so we did that, and then we wandered across to the Nepal one. And what we've also discovered is that, at least so far, they have these disabled gates which let you jump the queue. Which is not a bad thing.
No, not at all. Because it's very queuey.
Yeah. What are you discovering from this map?
I'm looking now. I got distracted by eating the sauce.
Is it nice, the sauce?
Yes, it is tomato.
Yeah, no, I assume so.
Tomato.
Which probably suits the Italian palate quite well.
Well, it's quite, it's curried.
Yeah. So apart from what we've mentioned to Switzerland and the UK and Brazil, possibly, are there any that you want to see particularly?
If we can get into Malaysia,
yep.
Good.
We've got to get a visa.
Well, I mean, depending on what...
Yeah.
Disabled,
yep.
And that's quite close to us.
Yep.
Brazil is just across the way, we're going to go next.
Sorry, where's across the way?
Brazil is just across the road.
Brazil, alright, okay.
So we're going to go next. I'd quite like to have a look in the The massive Italian stuff.
Yep.
To see what they, what they do.
Yep. I said about the. I said earlier the German one's meant to have sort of live music for much of the time.
German one, quite far down. Germany, you can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any? I mean, given that each one is probably going to at least sell some of its own cuisine, are there some just any really out of this way sort of, or not out of this way, you know, cuisines which you're unlikely ever to come across otherwise?
Well, just name the most random country you want. Turkmenistan?
Yeah, Turkmenistan. Perfect.
And we don't have in Turkmenistan any cuisine at a McDonald's right next to it.
How depressing. Sustainability, eh?
What are you saying about McDonald's?
I'm not saying anything about McDonald's whilst I'm recording.
They're very litigious, aren't they?
We need to see that tree in the middle as well.
Yeah. The lab's on, yeah. We will see that.
Yep, fine. Okie dokie. Well. And just overall, just for the on the record for the recording here, it's got a bit of the feel of the Olympic Park about it. Obviously more pavilion type things. The Olympic Park was a bit more spaced out.
Yeah.
But that sort, same sort of ebb and flow of people.
If you imagine the Olympic Park as only the kind of weird Coca-Cola bit.
Yes,
then
yes.
Then it's basically that.
Yes, no, that's exactly it. Mm. Just Coca-Cola sort of copied and pasted across the park with slightly different shapes.
That ended up in a records garden in my house.
Did it really? Mm. Oh, wow.
I was just out of the tunnel by my driving mine. I was like, oh, that's a Coke stand from the Olympics. Do you remember? It's quite recognisable. I couldn't remember any.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, there is, of course, a Coke pavilion here. 100 years of Coca-Cola. And it's linked to Italy.
Yes.
Coca-Cola.
I could say something here, but I don't think it's true. I don't think it's free water check.
But you get a free drink, though. In one of those nice commemorative bottles.
They tried to take my offer. I was like, no, I don't think it. I went on a stupid journey with you.
Yeah.
Oh, but your friend already, I don't care, I'm having a good dinner.
I've got two of them, because I've got one from when they were giving them out when you went to see the torch relay.
Yeah.
And then one from the Olympic Park.
You didn't get given anything when we saw the torch relay.
Oh.
It was like 2 minutes from my house.
Where did... Well, it was closer to mine. It was at the bottom of my road. Well, it was 30 seconds from my flat.
It was outside Bobo Tube. So.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you're fairly close, but I'm definitely still closer to it.
I was sitting on the Boris bike, what was then the Boris bike, the Barclays Boris bike, watching the Olympic torch go by. The 4-year-olds and their kid and the dance.
It was quite fun.
Well, yeah.
You know, as these things go.
The torch, it went by. Job done.
Absolutely.
But I'm against it. It was a fun.
Alright, well, there we go. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye from them and they and everybody else. And him.
And Nepal.
And Nepal, yes. Goodbye from Nepal. And I'm rather upset that despite having been to Nepal, 9 years ago.
Yeah. one.
I couldn't remember how to say thank you or anything.
Most of the stuff I did know.
I know how to say, if there's a beggar trying to come to you in the street, you say Chardana. And they go away. It's like magic. They just melt away.
You ever work out what it meant?
I think it's just like, no thank you, but I think they don't expect a tourist to know anything. But it did genuinely work. It was more hawkers than beggars, I suppose, but... I suppose I could have said namaste to them, but... Were they Nepali anyway?
No.
Sorry?
No. Oh, we... Oh,
the people,
sorry,
the food people.
Sorry, sorry. I thought you were saying
namaste to beggars.
No.
Okay, you know, here.
Yeah, I think so. If not in Nepali, then certainly in the Nepali exact,
I think, yeah, somewhere in the Indian subcontinent, that's it.
No, well, they probably were all Nepali. It's just whether someone's done like a tech guy and been living in history.
Yeah, I wonder if there is a great diaspora of Nepali people living in Milan.
Well, I'm kind of assuming Nepal is one of those countries that does have a
oh, it does have a big diaspora, it's true.
It might not be all in one country, but it's very big.
Yeah. A pretty big one in the UK.
Well, yeah, thanks, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, I mean...